Here we are, latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that Man City goalkeeper Zach Steffen has confirmed he's tested positive for COVID-19 whilst on international duty with the USA men's national team. Steffen was ruled out of the World Cup qualifier with El Salvador on Thursday after suffering from back spasms, but he's since tested positive for the virus. Steffen was forced to miss the USA's 1-1 draw with Canada on Sunday. City goalkeeper confirming in his Instagram story that he'd contracted the disease despite having received two vaccinations. He said, "Unfortunately, I tested positive for COVID-19 and won't be available to be with my teammates for these matches. I'm fully vaccinated, so we all need to stay vigilant. I'm feeling all right and will join in and support the boys tonight." In two other news, and Nathan Aké's also been forced to withdraw from his international squad. The Netherlands will be without him, this time though for private circumstances, they've confirmed. Starting the City's Community Shield defeat to Leicester, gave away a last-minute penalty in the defeat. Gets his place in the game against Tottenham, but has been replaced in the last two league fixtures by Emerick Laporte. Reports, of course, hope that he can return as soon as possible when the time is right. In other news, and Sergio Aguero has confirmed after leaving Man City, he rejected the iconic number 10 shirt at Barcelona. But he's also been going on to say that, of course, there were differences between the two clubs. At City, he said that, of course, the gyms were open, with players able to arrive early and compete and get ahead of each other. Said at Barcelona, though, the gyms are shut, and it's something that's a stark contrast that needs to change to help Barca's injury hit season. Into the news, and Ferran Torres continued his fine scoring run for Spain. Luis Enrique has issued an injury update, though, on a couple of starts, including Emerick Laporte. During the game, Laporte was forced off with issues. Following the game, Enrique gave an update, said, "I think Laporte has an overload. We have to wait for a test with Gaia, but the injury does not look good," he said. So hopefully Laporte can come back. Ferran Torres should come back with a smile on his face after the impressive performance. That's all then for latest headlines. We'll have more news later.